Hotel. It's Inside the Jets, brought to you by EY, building a better world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
Welcome to Inside the Jets here at the Wyndham Hamilton Park in Florham Park, New Jersey. Eric Allen alongside the aforementioned Bart Scott. We got a great show in store for you tonight.
Do we?
Yes.
I feel one.
Josh McCown is already here.
I don't know McCown. Quarterbacks are always early. This dude has the best hair I've ever seen, man. Him, Don LaGreca, and Dan Marino. Best hair I've ever
seen. Two quarterbacks,
man.
And LaGreca, huh?
That's unbelievable. Do you wake up and it's like that? Wow.
All right, we're going to get to McCown's hair later.
I just fight and hope that I still have some left when I wake up.
I have a bone to pick with you. So I get up in my hotel room in Northern California Sunday. I'm like, I'm going to listen to my partner because he's on the air, ESPN Radio, with Anita Marks and Chris Canty Sunday mornings.
Yeah, I'm a hitman, man. So, 25 jobs.
So I punch you up on my phone, and he says, you know what? I said on my radio show this week, you know, doesn't even say Inside the Jets, doesn't mention his co-host. What's that all about?
But at least I remember. Listen, baby steps. It's still early in the season for me, too.
My radio show.
Say my radio show next week is EA. Then it's, you know, the whole drop.
That's how we're going to roll.
Baby steps.
All right.
Man, this is jam-packed. 2 weeks in a row, man. It's not a standing room only again.
Hey, you can't see beyond.
Man, do I know how to bring the crowd out? Or maybe it's McCown that's bringing the crowd out like this. I don't know.
There's even more people beyond there.
Listen. Cheering.
Okay, so Inside the Jets is brought to you by EY. We're building a better working world. Bart Scott, the Jets fall to 0-2 with a 45-20 loss to the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, tough loss.
Okay, but there's a couple things that I want to point out. Number one is that the Jets want to be better against the run against the Raiders. The numbers show they weren't. If you go inside the numbers, the Raiders averaged about 3.4 yards a carry on 25 of their runs. 3.4 yards.
I like the spin cycle, baby.
Two explosion runs result in touchdowns. There's 14 points. You have two turnovers in minus territory, so the Raiders open up possessions inside the 20, inside the red zone. They cash in with a pair of touchdowns. That's 14 points. That's 28 points. Offensively, as Josh McCown mentioned on the conference call today, and we're going to talk to him here about this later, is that I saw improvements in the run game. The Jets averaged 5 yards per carry on the ground. I saw improvements on third down in Buffalo. They were 4 of 14. They converted 7 of 12 against the Raiders. And then finally, they got the ball down the field to Jermaine Kearse. He had 2 touchdown catches, 1 on a long throw, long scoring pass, 34-yard conversion for a score that got the Jets into the ball game. So while the ultimate result wasn't there, Bart, I saw some baby steps for the squad.
Well, absolutely. And when you talk about baby steps, it's the little things, right? And it's doing the little things on a consistent basis. And when you talk about those explosive runs, those explosive plays on the ground, you just talk about a lack of, I want to say, discipline. Eye discipline, also technique. You know, these are all things that are correctable. And it's some things that they're going to have to see in the film where I think they got caught with a flat line. Two linebackers walked up to the A-gap, and understanding they have two war daddies there. You have to understand and learn your personnel. One of the most important things about being a great defense or great offense is understanding your opponent and understanding the personnel on the field. You know, if that's any other receiver in the backfield.
Yeah, you're talking about Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, if that's any other guy back there.
Cordero. Yep.
Right. If that's anybody else back there, you understand that maybe he's going out for a route and you get nervous for the pick route. So you stay in those A-gaps. You stay up hugged up. If you notice Cordarrelle Patterson or if that's Brad Smith for us, you know, back in the day, you understand that these are guys that can run the ball in between the tackles and it's a threat. If it's a threat, you never want to get caught in the defense when you're in a flat line, when it's a threat of the run, because once they break that, it's nothing you can do about it. And it was two unblocked defenders on the edge, but, you know, when it's a fast-hitting play like that, it's nothing you can do. And that just comes with the defensive players understanding what the call is. You have to play the call whatever your coach says, but you have to know when to use some of the tools that he puts in your toolbox to be a high-percentage decision-maker. And maybe you check out of that, or maybe you put one guy – in the A-gap, because what they do is they put two guys in the A-gap, And usually it's to draw and make the defense squeeze, make the offense squeeze. We used to call it money. And that means you got to block down because they have to, you know, keep the A-gaps clean because the defenders, that's the quickest route to the quarterback. So understanding that, you know, I would have dropped out. And if we were playing that my way, your way, meaning whichever way the center comes, the other guy blitzes
right.
because they can't block them all, I would have backed up and just played that from off. And that's just something that the young players are going to have to adjust to and have to learn to learn. And, you know, personnel awareness is a part of that.
I thought the Jets, especially early on in that ball game.
It was a game.
They were concentrating on the run. I thought they were doing a decent job. So much to the fact where the Raiders said, okay, you guys are selling out against the run right now. We're going to hit you with the flea flicker. We saw that early in the game. I will say they hit you with Patterson late in the ball game, but on the third offensive play from scrimmage, they actually ran him on a third down play, and the Jets negated that. So for this team right now, it's a battle of consistency, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you can't have mental lapses. And that's just part of the process when you have a young football team. And, you know, what you want is coaches on the field. And that's going to come with experience. And these young guys are going to understand. We all understand these young guys are going to make mistakes. But you can't make the same mistakes. You have to grow and learn from your mistakes. That's why veterans are veterans, not because they haven't made the mistakes. It's because they made the mistakes and they learn from the mistakes and they make, you know, high-percentage decisions, as we used to say when Rex was there.
You're listening to Inside the Jets. Eric Allen alongside Bart Scott. We're here there. We're here at the Wyndham Hamilton Park.
It's only two games. Don't sound so down.
Sports,
it's okay, man. You got free food. It's Monday.
Josh McCown is in the house. He's going to join us next segment.
You can't tell me he doesn't have a hairstylist. No, it's no way he wakes up like that.
No, I think that's natural. So, McCown, I thought, did a very nice job yesterday, especially.
Way to butter him up.
You're down 14-0, Bart. Black Hole, that's a team that won 12 games last season. And I know a lot of people thought the Jets were going to get run out of the stadium. Now, the final score indicates that happened. I really don't think.
It really does.
I didn't see that game that way. I saw a 14-10 game late in the first half where the Jets forced the three and out. Unfortunately, turned the ball over, a muff punt.
Yeah.
Basically giving away 7 points there at the end of the half. Then even after halftime, people will say, well, that was the turning point. Well, after halftime, McCown did his best Ricky Henderson impression, took off a couple times, slid down on that Coliseum dirt, got the Jets into scoring territory, and then make it a 21-13 game. So I'm saying my point is before week two, you tell me it's a one-possession game in Oakland, 4 minutes left in the third quarter, I'm signing up for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what young guys have a problem with is finishing.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to finish. You know, you can get away with, you know, making big plays early in the game with emotion. But once everything settles down, you have to be able to think the game and be able to make the adjustments and understand what's happening to you. Understand and really take that inventory and that information that they've given you about, okay, this is how they're going to attack us today. And, you know, usually people come out with their first 15 plays, and that's the script, and that's what you're going to see. And defensively as well, you know, you're taking inventory. You're motioning guys, seeing how they're reacting to certain motions. You're trying to see who's your tail on the defense. And that's all part of it, you know, but the game is won. And like in most sports, you know, every game in NFL is usually going to be pretty close. And it usually gets bust wide open with a mistake. And big plays kill you. And you can't have those big runs. You know, you talk about Jalen Richard on a crack toss or, you know, a toss that was designed to be an inside toss but looked like an outside play. Understanding the type of runner, reading the shoulders if I'm a linebacker, reading the shoulders of the running back, understanding that his shoulders aren't pointed to the sideline so he's not going outside, he's cutting it up. Those are all the little things that you have to do, and they kill you because, you know, you're right there to make a play and you have them right where you want them, but you have these mental lapses. And it's one of those things if you weren't really consumed with the emotion and, you know, fatigue and the heat and the atmosphere, if you were settling down and you were watching this game on film or at home on television, you can see it coming. But when you're so close to the action, sometimes you can't see. And that's why young players have to learn how to slow down and breathe and really be, you know, in the eye of the hurricane, so to speak. When all this chaos is going on, how do I calm myself down so I can read my keys?
You could call in here. And
please call
the
in.
Jets, 800-919-3776.
Please call.
Bart Scott is ready for some calls. I know Donald's been on hold for a long time. He knew you were coming in right around 6:59 and 30 seconds. So he got in early.
I got to make you sweat. You know what I mean?
Josh McCollum's going to be joining us during our second segment. When you think about the second half, like I mentioned, 21-13 at that point, Patterson comes in. He gets the long touchdown run. You're speaking about pre-snap recognition. You got to see a lot of things. And angles. You talked about Rashard's touchdowns. Angles.
Yeah.
What did you see from the Jets as far as throughout that ball game? Did you see better consistency against the run if you throw out those two plays? And I know you can't do that. I know people at home are going to say, well, it doesn't matter, final numbers. And the final numbers.
They got better, right? But late in the game, they got blown off the ball a little bit. But, you know, I saw a team that was competing. It wasn't because it was a want to, and it's not a physical thing at this point. I think, you know, they have, you know, good personnel on both sides of the ball. It's about the consistency. And what happens is, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all. And sometimes when you're fatigued, you can't really think. You forget to really read your keys. You forget to settle down. Like, you go crazy when you're tired. I don't know what the temperature was like out there, but, you know, when the plays get up there, you know, and, you know, you feel like, you know, you start pressing. You know, you start losing, you start pressing, and everybody wants to make a play. And like I always said, you have to do your job, because if you're trying to do somebody else's job, then the coach has to correct two people. You know, and it's all about learning film. And I think they got some great film in a tough environment against a great opponent to learn. And, you know, I think they're on the doorstep. And, I'm thinking that, you know, against Miami, you know, home.
Division rival.
Yeah, the division rival at home, you know, season opener, I think they'll be ready to go. And, you know, what happens is now you don't have to worry about it as a defense. Now you have your crowd making the other opposing quarterback uncomfortable. Now you get that extra step coming off the edge, and, you know, hopefully we get some sacks this week.
You know, McCown, in the first half alone, I think he threw the ball to seven different receivers.
Butter, butter, butter.
He's getting somebody who I think could be a key component to this offense throughout the 2017 season here back this week, and that's Austin Seferian Jenkins, a guy who dropped more than 30 pounds in the offseason. He runs like a receiver. I think he could create mismatch problems in this offense. What do you expect from him here as we go forward, and he gets his start with the Jets in 2017?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, McCown, you were with him in Tampa as well, so they should have some chemistry. He knows how he likes his ball. Listen, it's never been a question about Seferian Jenkins' talent.
Yeah.
It's always been about his maturity and him becoming a professional. He has all the tools. You know, I remember him coming out of college. You know, we thought that was going to be a big signing for the second round pick
of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, second round pick.
From the University of Washington. Yeah.
He's big enough to block. You know, he's a matchup nightmare. He's, what, about 6'5", 6'6". You know, he can catch the ball. And, you know, he's an easy outlet. You talk about a guy that can separate, that can be a mismatch problem when you talk about against safeties and linebackers. And, you know, you also can flex him out at the number one receiver and see what that matchup is and really position block like we've seen in the past, you know, whether it was Shockey or whether it was Olsen, match up against some of these corners and just body them out and box them out on slants for big plays. So it's good that he's back. Hopefully he's rested. Hopefully he's hungry. You know, you learn a lot sometimes from sitting back and watching football. Sometimes you have epiphanies, and hopefully he's had an epiphany. He's ready to come back.
He seems to have a different mindset throughout the summer. He seemed like a changed person.
Well, absolutely. Well, that's only a good thing. You know, hopefully in the next couple of weeks they get Jeremy Curley back, because you talk about another guy. And listen, when I talk about Kurtz and I say a professional receiver, it's not a knock.
Nope.
When I say a professional receiver, all you have to do is look at the touchdown catch, right? Professional receiver, understands, crafty. Put his hand on the defender's hip a little bit, created some separation, took it away. When he got the separation, made the catch at a high point. Understanding that guy couldn't jump because I had my hand on him. I don't know if you ever played basketball and somebody had their hands on your hip and they go for the rebound and you kind of hold them down, but it's very subtle. So, you know, that was a professional receiver move. That was very crafty, and that's what he brings to the table. And if I'm Robbie Anderson, some of these younger receivers, I'm learning from Kurtz about some of the crafty things that he's done, because he's been doing it since he's been in this league.
I did play basketball, okay?
That one time at band camp?
How do you believe How do you think of that? I was a two guard.
Okay.
You know, I said
you don't sound real confident in you.
I sat out by the 3-point line a little bit.
Any career stats?
Yeah. So, but we're going to bring on the aforementioned Josh McCown when we come back. What do you feel about that?
I mean, I think you're a quarterback coming up here. You got to have some type of cold drink for him. You know what I mean? A masseuse or something, man. This man is
we're gonna
just
see,
coming off a 5-hour flight.
So we'll come back with Josh McCown. We're going to talk about what he uses as far as hair product is concerned.
I think that's Herbalife.
And
I smell Herbalife.
We'll,
it smells
we'll
really
talk
fruity.
To the
passion fruit Herbalife.
Jets veteran quarterback about his new team here, his 10th NFL team, the New York Jets, when we come back.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and community.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Shop for your next BMW like a celebrity at BMW of Springfield. Now is the time for you to drive home the new 2017 BMW X5 3.5 with xDrive for just $5.39 per month for 36 months. With uncompromising style and an intelligent all-wheel drive system, this luxury SUV demands attention both on and off the road. Walk the red carpet and test drive yours today at BMW of Springfield. Get the status you deserve and the value you expect.
$5,363.25 to a tiny call 877-427-0587 for details.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life. I mean, a professional football player celebrates with a touchdown dance in front of 80,000 screaming fans.
But what about you? When you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi. Sounds good, doesn't it?
But why stop there? The refreshing taste of Pepsi is the perfect way to celebrate anything. Like when you and your roommate order a pizza and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge. That's worth a Pepsi celebration.
Or your friend turns on the radio and your absolutely most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi too.
Because when you and your best friend stare at your screen for over an hour, while one of those online concert ticket waiting room thingies refreshes over and over, then you finally score front row seats? Oh, yeah. Break out the Pepsi.
The only way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Corona Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey Jets fans, elevate your game day at MetLife Stadium with a Jets home game experience like no other. Start the party 2 hours early at Club Prime Sport with other diehard Jets fans. Get hyped for the game with a live DJ, special guest appearances, pregame broadcast, great food, and more. Head to primesport.com/Jets and reserve your spot today. Exclusive limited time offer. Save $40 on Jets home game packages using promo code JETS40 at primesport.com/Jets. Offer available while supplies last.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it. My agent knows this, and that's why she recommended the Selective Edge. With the Selective Edge, I get higher coverage limits and even coverages I didn't know I need. And my agent knows what discounts I deserve. More coverage, more options, less money. That's not too difficult, is it? Find an agent near you by visiting Selective.com. Selective. Response is everything.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1 or play for a share of a million. And building your team is simple. pick any player you want, just stay under the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. To claim your free contest and play for a share of $10,000, go to FanDuel.com and use promo code FLY. That's FanDuel.com, code FLY. Void where prohibited.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets, brought to you by EY, building a better world, and by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, Bart, the home opener is this weekend. Bring a group of friends or co-workers to MetLife Stadium for a fun afternoon of unforgettable excitement as the Jets take on the Dolphins on September 24th. Go to NewYorkJets.com/groups for more information. Eric Allen here alongside Bart Scott.
And who?
And Josh McCown.
A.K.A. Herbalife.
Josh, so let's get it out of the way first. What do you put in there?
It smells good. I tell you what, it smells great.
In my air, this is you know, I wash it with this Dove. You know, it keeps it fresh.
Yeah, but how does it stay?
Oh, it's a combination of things that I don't want to give that up. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Your secrets away. You know
EA will swagger jack you. I'm gonna tell you that. If he will swagger jack you and try to put the part.
Okay, here we go, Josh. One thing I asked you after the game yesterday in your post-game press conference about that last drive where you guys are out of the ball game at that point, that barring something miraculous, you weren't going to come back and win. But you put together a scoring drive at the end with a touchdown pass to Jermaine Kearse, your second touchdown pass of the day. And I asked you about the importance of it, and you said, right now, we're at a stage where we have so many new parts, and we've been a unit, a transition, that every rep is so important for us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's when you're a young team like that, you know, just because the score's not in your favor towards the end of a game, those reps are good, especially for us because of the additions that we made, you know, really at the cutdown at 53. We traded for Jermaine. Curly comes back, and we move Robbie over to Z, and then we haven't had Austin for, you know, a few weeks. So those things, those are all valuable reps for us. And then to go finish it off with a score for us, that was good, and it's a positive note for us to end on, and something that we can build off of. But I'm still getting to know these guys and learn them, and those are valuable times we can do that.
You mentioned Austin Seferian Jenkins. He'll be back this week, coming off a 2-game suspension. To start the year, what do you think he can provide you as a veteran quarterback still learning these parts, a guy who had a tremendous spring and summer, as you know?
Yeah, well, obviously, Austin's a big target, number one, and he's got a huge catch radius. So when he can get into man coverage against backers and safeties, there's always a space for the ball with Austin because you can put it at your back shoulder, you can put it up high. And he's a good route runner, and he'll help us in the run game as well. And more than anything, too, his juice. You guys talked about it earlier, but I've known him since he was a rookie, and man, just really proud of the things he's gone through in his life and where he's at right now. And he's got a lot of energy and got a lot of good vibes, and so we're glad to have him back. It'll be fun to have him out there on the practice field Wednesday.
Now, you had the muff kick right before the half, and I know that was deflating because that was an opportunity for you guys to potentially go up with the two-minute drill. But what was the atmosphere like in the locker room? How did you guys stay positive? Because it seemed like you guys came out refocused and really focused on trying to, you know, get that win back and let that go.
Yeah, you know, it was a great locker room at halftime. I really was impressed considering what just happened. I mean, it was, you know, both sides of the ball, O and D. Guys were fired up, you know, and really felt like we were going to come back and push our way back into this game. And as you mentioned, Eric, that, you know, there we were at the, you know, close to the end of the third quarter, and we're one score away. So I felt like the vibe in the locker room was great. It was upbeat. You know, both sides. But it was interesting because I've never really been in a place where both sides of the ball were encouraging one another.
Really?
And, yeah, it was good. So I think those are the things that we can take away. Those are the small wins that we can take away from a day like that yesterday that you know, we felt like we took a step forward in that area coming together. And that was good for us.
Can you take us inside that locker room? Because this is your 15th NFL season, and you said you haven't seen many locker rooms like that. Who were the specific guys talking to each other?
Well, I don't know if anybody. I mean, whether it was, you know, Bryce Petty was around, upbeat. He was talking and getting guys fired up, and just, you know, Forte, whether it was Mo or Leo on the other end, everybody. Jamal Adams did a great job. Like, everybody was, you know, stepping up and just, you know, helping us stay in it and understanding that we just went through, you know, a tough situation where we thought we were going to get the ball back and maybe be able to tie it up at half or do something close to it. With a two-minute drill, we lose the ball in the muff punt, and that was very deflating, but you couldn't tell in the locker room, and I think that was important for us.
That was a heck of a drive to begin that third quarter. I think you guys took maybe around 8 minutes off the clock. Remember, went right down the field. I think, would you say the next step for this offense is converting – even a couple of these additional short yardage situations? We go to, back to that second scoring drive in the first half. I think you had a third and short and had to settle for a field goal there. And then, again, you get inside the red zone. It's a fourth and one. Unfortunately, a delay of game pushes you back, and you had to kick a field goal again.
Yeah, I mean, it was I guess, the best delay of game I've ever gotten because it didn't look like we were going to get it. So at least we got three out of that. But we got to take that possession and put it in the end zone.
Yep.
And that's what the good football teams do, because you got to keep, especially when you're playing an offense with Derek Carr and those guys, you got to keep in step with them. And so you can't change 7-for-3 with those guys very long and keep up. And so we needed to put that one in. That was like you said, that'll be a defining thing for us as we move forward, is when we start to get in the red zone, getting close. Punching these in and getting sevens instead of three.
Now, how do you accelerate the chemistry with all these moving parts and new guys here? How do you do that? You know, you only have so much time on the field.
Right.
Is it meetings at your house? Are they staying the night? Like, what's going on? How do you accelerate that chemistry so you guys can have that nonverbal communication that all great quarterback, receivers, and running backs have?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of meeting time together. You know, that was a great thing. Curly got here last week, Jermaine the week before, and we just hop in the receiver room. We just sit there and go through cut-ups and videos of different plays and installations that we have and talk through, okay, man, this is what I expect you to do if you get this coverage, if you see this. And it's hard because you can't just go out and say, hey, let's throw routes, because you're running guys into the ground. They need their legs. They need to be fresh. So it's hard to get the physical timing. But thankfully, those guys are pros. You know, I've been doing this a little bit, and so that part took care of itself. It's more of just, I want to know how you're going to react in the game to certain things, and they were great with that. And so hopefully we can keep building on that.
How did the offensive line perform in your eyes? You're the guy going back there, obviously, and you got to be looking down the field and keeping your eyes down the field. But now you had a chance to watch the game tape, and you see that you got the ground game going, 5 yards of carry. Dakota Dozier comes in. Brian Winters went out with an abdomen injury. He performed pretty well there at the guard position. And Brandon Schell, that's a tough test going against Khalil Mack afternoon.
Now, before you answer that, did you tell him, listen, if you guys are going to get me sacked, don't let me get sacked on the dirt because it hurts a little bit worse?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I had a run and I slid on the dirt, and it was, oh, man, that dirt, it's something else. But, yeah, they did great, man. They really did. Brandon blocked his tail off, especially against a very good player, Khalil Mack. And then Dakota stepping in when Brian went out and just carried the torch. So, but up front, all together, really, really played well in both the run and the pass game, and really got us going in the run game where we were able to. Coach Morton was able to dial up those runs over and over again, and we were able to find some creases. All three backs were able to touch the ball and get some good runs. So those are positives for us, because that's what we needed to do leaving Buffalo. You know, felt like, you know, 38, 35 yards rushing, whatever we had. That's not good enough for any team to win. Bart knows that, and so we needed to push that a little bit. And for us to get over the 100-yard mark yesterday, that was a good sign for us.
You went to a lot of big sets, too, see a quality in the game inserted early, and you guys said, hey, listen, we're going to try to impose our will.
Yeah, well, necessity is the mother of invention. We, you know, without ASJ, without
Leggett. Say that again, I'm going to write that down. See, quarterback's got all the good stuff. It's so
good enough.
I got it.
But you know what? I mean, we had to have those guys because we wanted to. That's how committed we were to the running game. We said, you know what? We don't have, you know, our top two tight ends. We lost Tomlinson too, and we needed to be able to continue to set that edge. And so, why not bring the two bigs in there? Let them go to work on the edges and set it for us so that we can get the wide zone running game going. We're able to do that.
Now you've been on a couple of teams.
Couple is two.
Yeah, we rounded up. Now, you've been on a couple of teams. Other than New York, what was the best city to live in.
Hold on, hold on. I got to interject here.
Oh.
This guy, number one, is the only remaining quarterback left from the 2002 draft class.
My year.
Third round pick out of Sam Houston State.
That's right.
Got that good sign.
Actually played at SMU before he went there, but you were with Arizona from 2002 to 2005, Detroit in 2006, with the Raiders in 2007, Miami for a couple months in 2008. Yeah. There's a good story behind that. Then you were traded to Carolina. You were there between 2008 and 2009. Then you went outside the National Football League and played with the Hartford Colonials of the old United Football League. Do you remember that part? 2010. And Frisco, 2011. And Chicago Bears from 2011 through 13 before you had a couple of seasons with the Cleveland Browns. That's some kind of resume.
Yeah, and you forgot Tampa in there too.
Oh,
but
where's Tampa?
We just said he played with Safarian Jenkins. What do you think he played with him?
But I'm missing it here.
Killing
bad notes by me. I got nine.
Really? Yeah, that's fine. That happens to me
now,
all the time.
Did you keep a check from each one of those cities?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
No state taxes down in Tampa though. Then
that.
That's a little better check.
Absolutely. No, that's good. Yeah, it's been crazy. I think my favorite city. Of all those places, it's been cool. I love the big cities. I'm from a small town in East Texas, so to get to come to these big cities has been cool, and to be all over has been really fun. But I enjoy Chicago. It's a great city.
I love Chicago,
and I have enjoyed so far getting to know this city and see it. It's really, really cool, too.
I'll check you out, man.
You excited? Home opener this week. You finally get back. The first two-game road swing for the Jets to start a season in a long time. So now you're coming back. You're
no Bulls, right? You're home.
Playing a divisional rival in the Miami Dolphins and another one of your former clubs.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be exciting. I mean, we division game, obviously. And these guys, coming to town, they face some adversity with their home or their opener getting changed. And they've gone to the West Coast and get them a win. And so they're coming in feeling good. We're going to have our hands full with their front. They're a good front. Dominican Sue's a heck of a player. And it's going to be a fun game. But I look forward to having our full complement of guys. We'll see what happens with everybody. But, glad to have Austin back. And it'll be fun to take this game plan, really our first full game plan with the full group, and get after it with those guys.
You like where you're at personally right now? You completed about 70% of your passes, and you seem to be in sync with John Morton and, of course, Jeremy Bates.
Yeah, we're growing. I mean, that's part of it, but I do feel comfortable with how he's calling the game. I felt like he called a really good game the other day, and just trying to play efficient football, and be efficient, protect it, and get us in the end zone. And I think for myself, as I grow with these guys, and we start utilizing different guys on the offense, I think that'll get it even better. But so far not bad, but not necessarily where I want it to be either.
Bart, what you run the 40 in back when you came out in 02?
4.51.
Josh?
4.56.
Ooh, okay.
See that hair is like that hair is
so,
like
a, yeah, it's aerodynamic.
Yeah, he had it up like the Rocketeer when he ran.
But if Bart was chasing me, I would be good because the fear factor would push me ahead.
Well said, Josh McCown. Thank you so much for joining us tonight
thank
on Inside the Jets.
Appreciate
we'll be right back here on ESPN Radio and on our Facebook page.
Give the man a steak.
Just like NFL players, Bridgestone tires are built to come through in the clutch, giving you performance you can trust when it matters most. Like when you meet a nail on the highway, at night, in the rain. Bridgestone's Drive Guard tires let you keep going because they're engineered to drive up to 50 miles after a puncture at up to 50 miles per hour so you can get to safety. Now that's clutch performance. Bridgestone, official tire of the NFL. Subject to limitations. See a Bridgestone retailer for details.
Microsoft Surface is an official sideline technology sponsor of the NFL. Surface is trusted by NFL coaches, players, and referees on the sidelines to deliver exceptional power and performance during the game and throughout the season. Surface was also built for the fans. This season, experience the new Surface Pro, which features uncompromising mobility that allows you to create, study, work, and play virtually anywhere by putting the best of Microsoft at your fingertips. Join the pros and get your Surface today.
Daddy, where do babies come from? Well, honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities. Victorinox Swiss Army watches embody the spirit of the legendary original Swiss Army knife, a universal symbol of functionality, innovation, quality, and iconic design. And the Victorinox Swiss Army Enox watch collection is no different. Subjected to a record 130 harsh test, like a 30-foot fall, and getting run over by a 64-ton tank, you can trust them to rise to whatever challenges your lifestyle presents. Get yours today at SwissArmy.com or Macy's. Victorinox Swiss Army, life is your adventure.
When our guys are winning, it revs up my appetite. I'm going to go get me a hot dog.
Get real.
What's that mean?
Going to get me some real Italian sausage. Premio.
What's Premio?
Real Italian sausage, made with a skillfully crafted blend of super flavorful meat, seasoning, and spice.
So when did you become an expert on sausage?
When my wife brought it home. She says Premio has been made by the same family for generations. They got it down. Sausage, the way sausage should be. I'll get the Premio. Don't let us lose the lead while I'm gone.
When you bring back Premio sausage, we're all going to be winners.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets, brought to you by EY. Building a better world, and by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
Join the Jets for the Green and White 5K on October 22nd at the Atlantic Health Jets Training Center. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Carol G. Simon Cancer Center and Morristown Medical Center. And a post-race game watch parties right here at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits. Go to NewYorkCityRuns.com/Jets5K to sign up now. We're going to go to some calls momentarily. 800-919-3776. Eric Allen and Bart Scott here. Bart, you really enjoyed having Josh on. You guys are talking it up pretty good there during the break.
Well, you know, he's a class act, and you talk about class 02. He's still there, you know. And what's more impressive is when you mentioned that he was out of the league to continue to fight. That shows you the type of scrap that he has, you know. And, you know, he's really taking advantage of the opportunity here to really lead. And you know, that's a special thing. Whenever you can be a quarterback of an NFL team, star quarterback of an NFL team, listen, those jobs, there's only 32 of them, and there's a lot of people that wish they can have it. You know, he has the opportunity here and to grow and really lead some young guys and be that veteran voice, and he's relishing in it. And I saw signs yesterday in that game that they're moving in the right direction. Yep. Now if they can just get more consistency and get more practice time, and you can have more than just one weapon, because now I can imagine the Miami Dolphins are going to try and take Curse away, and that's why it's important for him to get some chemistry and get some other guys involved.
I wish we could have had more time with him. He's signing autographs here, and that's why people should come here to the Wyndham, Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits.
And this is a nice spot, man. I might rent this out one day and have a party.
It is a good spot. But Todd Bowles last night said Bryce Petty will be the Jets' backup for the foreseeable future. Christian Hackenberg was inactive against the Oakland Raiders. Your take on that right now, the Jets' quarterback situation?
Well, I think Petty's earned the right. You know, it was just, was he healthy?
Yep.
And if he's healthy, he deserves to be the backup quarterback. You talk about a guy that gives him the best chance to win. If God forbid, McCown goes down, he is a guy that can step in. You know, he showed himself well in the preseason, and he has a little chemistry with Robbie Anderson and, you know, some of the other receivers. And, you know, hopefully we don't see him, but if we do, we know that he's capable.
Well, he had a heck of a preseason, no doubt about that, and I still think Christian Hackenberg is going to take the proper approach. I don't think his approach will change. It's just you're going to be receiving less reps now, More scout team reps.
But, you know, those scout team reps are still an opportunity because you're going against the number one defense.
That's
so
right.
It's an opportunity for you to grow against a number one corner or, a great pass rush. You know, so those are great opportunities. Listen, I was an undrafted free agent. I came in. I didn't start until my fourth year. You know,
you were making the dent on special teams early in your career.
Yeah, absolutely. So you contribute the best way you can. And you know, you just have to take advantage of every opportunity. You know, and Hackenberg has the opportunity to really learn, to really absorb. Listen, I blame Sanchez. I blame Wilson. I blame, you know, Flacco. I blame guys like that because it used to be where, you know, you had it, you know, Carson Palmer came in the league and Kitner was the starting quarterback right. for 2 years. You talk about Aaron Rodgers was behind Brett Favre for 3 years. You know, and really sometimes we can ruin young quarterbacks because we play them too early. You know, God forbid somebody ever has to go through what David Carr went through. You know, you can't, when physically you're getting beat down, you know, it's hard to really learn from your mistakes because, you know, at some point you start seeing a rush. So it's good for Hackenberg to sit back and learn how to prepare, you know, learn how to watch film, learn how to decode a defense, learn all the subtle, you know, tricks that, you know, all the great veterans quarterbacks uses, learn how to change tempo. You know, all that happens as the game slowed down because I'm sure he did that in college.
Right.
But what happens is now you have to learn a whole new playbook. So now the decision from your mind to your body is a lot slower than it was because you're thinking, not reacting.
Yeah, and the thing about Christian Hackenberg is that he's in a new offensive system again. And John Morton, Jeremy Bates, said that he really liked his approach throughout camp, and he took some steps forward. I know a lot of people saw him in the preseason and saw the struggles, and they wanted immediate success, and sometimes that doesn't happen. And right now, he's still in the learning stage, so he'll go forward as a number three quarterback. Let's go to your calls, though, on Inside the Jets, 800-919-3776. Donald has been on hold for a while.
Since yesterday.
So let's start with Donald.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, hello.
What's up, Donald? Yeah,
he's like,
they never cooking to me, man. He had his own silent mute. What's up, Donald?
Yeah.
Hanging in there with you. How you guys doing?
Maintaining.
Great, Don.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm just, I think Todd Bowles is put in a difficult position because I just don't think the Jets have the typical talent to be able to win in, football. And I just think it's hard to expect a man to, have a team to compete when you don't necessarily have the talent to go, be put in the positions, you know what I mean?
Thanks for the call, Donald.
Yeah, well, and what Donald's talking about is saying that, you know, it's a lot of veteran players, a lot of proven players that were let go. But at some point you have to do what you call a competitive rebuild. And you have to see and take a look at some of these young guys that you brought in. Sometimes the presence of a veteran can handicap the development of a young player because he's going to lean on that veteran all the time instead of stepping out when something needs to be said. He's going to look for that veteran to say it. He's not going to step on that veteran toes. But now when that veteran's not in the room, a guy like Leonard Williams, he's going to have to step up.
Yeah.
He's going to have to say, listen, man, this is what's going on, and he has to develop those leadership skills and learn how to read the room and say, hey, guys, this is what we're doing. Same for Jamal Adams and some of the other younger players. You know, you can't pick out leaders. You know, leaders are developed, and sometimes we all assume our position, right? I wasn't a leader or the leader when I got in Baltimore because Ray Lewis was there, Peter Boulware was there, Michael McQuarrie was there. So I was one of the guys, I like to say I wasn't leading, I was pushing from the back, and I was learning how to become a pro, and I had my little clique of, you know, we used to call ourselves the head busters and all that stuff, and, you know, we would try and have pride, and we would try and see what the veterans were doing, and we hung together, and that's how you grow.
Yeah, you
head busters.
You labeled this as a competitive rebuild. The bottom line is the Jets last year won 5 games.
Yeah.
There were a lot of players on this team with more name recognition, no doubt about it.
But it didn't
you
equate
look
the
at
victories.
Yeah, it did not equate the victories. So a transition was necessary for this team ultimately to move forward. With that being said, you're trying to win in the short term and looking at the long term as well. And I think you can do both of those things together because part of what you're doing right now is trying to establish a culture for the long term as you build with some of these younger players.
Absolutely. Like I say all the time, I went through this exact same thing in 2002 in Baltimore. We're the youngest team in NFL history. And, you know, a lot of those players from that 2002 team laid the foundation for what they what the Ravens are and what the Ravens have been going forward. And it's when you can find those players fundamentally, and, you know, you have great locker room guys, you have great high character guys, and they teach everybody else.
Selective Insurance, brought to you by Selective Insurance. Response is everything inside the Jets. Eric Allen, Bart Scott here at the Wyndham Hamilton Park, Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits. Let's roll on with some calls and go to Ira in Staten Island. I was able to see him in Northern California this weekend.
Hey, always a pleasure to see you. Eric, what's happening, Bart? How are you?
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, you know, you look at yesterday's game, and you know what? Yeah, are they rebuilding? Yes. Is it the result we want? No, you always want to win. Listen, there's no excuse for some of the statistics. But if you got to look at it, you know, the Raiders were a Super Bowl contending team. They got three all-pro offensive linemen on that squad. We hung with them until basically almost the end of their quarter. And, you know, when it was 14-0, I said, oh, man, this is really going in the wrong direction. But I give them a lot of credit. They fought back, you know, especially McCown. He kept the group together, good leader, made some plays. And you know what? I thought Morton did a really good job considering the hand he's dealt with right now, especially with some of the new guys. And I think he called a good game. And it was nice to see him get all three running backs involved, because I think McGuire really needs to get snaps this year. And I think if they do that with Jenkins coming back, now all of a sudden, you know, Curley and he got cursed, you know, maybe somehow they could mix Stewart in. The offense right now, I think they may be a little ahead of the defense. Hopefully they could just secure and tighten up some of the things that's going in the back end. But all I've heard, and maybe two of you could help me here, why doesn't Todd blitz? Why doesn't Todd blitz? Well, guess what? He doesn't have Revis and Cromartie back here anymore like he did the first year where he was blitzing all the time. So he has to keep the two safeties back. So, you know, in Tully's corners start to show that he could trust them one-on-one, he can't blitz. So it's not that he doesn't know how. It's he's dealing with what he has on the roster. And hopefully these guys will get better, and as the season goes along, they'll start to open up the playbook on the defensive side.
Thanks for the call, Ira. What I would say about one thing about the game against the Raiders is that Derek Carr doesn't get sacked. He was sacked 16 times in 2016. Okay? That means one a game. Yes, did the Jets land yesterday in Oakland? No, they didn't. Yeah. But oftentimes, teams play against the Raiders, and they know they're not getting there.
Absolutely. It's more than one way to get pressure. You can get pressure by, you know, the numbers game or overloading the side or schematics, or you can get pressure by playing coverage in the backside and, you know, really making a quarterback hold on to the ball and really taking away some of his first or second reads, hoping that your pass rush will get there. Now, if the defensive line is the strength of this team, then you have to allow them to get the sacks, because before, the strength was the back end, and we leaned on that as well when we had that, so we can add the extra guys. So you have to understand that this isn't the same personnel that he had before, so he's going to have to try and get that pressure by coverage. And, you know, when people get more comfortable in their roles, like you said, then he can add the extra man into the box. But right now, you don't want to make sure you don't give up the big plays and want to make teams work for it and hope that they get behind the sticks. That's what you do when you have a young team. But what the Jets are going to have to do is start being more consistent in the run game and getting these teams in third and eight, third and nine. If you want to be able to blitz and open up the playbook, you got to win on first
That's
down.
Right.
You got to get an incomplete on second down. Now we can have fun. Now it's a party.
No, and you're right about that. So Sunday is going to be a different battle against Jay Cutler and company. We'll get into the Jets Dolphins on our next segment here after the break, and we'll try to get to Dan, Kevin, and Artie before we wrap this baby up. We'll be right back here from Vandy Sports and Spirits. You're listening to Inside the Jets.
At Selective, insurance is our business. For us, it goes beyond who we are. It's in our DNA.
2 days of rain led to a flood in our house. Tim was quick to respond and led us through the claims process. He even showed us how to prevent future losses. Tim and Selective's personal level of service provided comfort when we needed it the most.
We create diamond moments like this for our customers every day. Want to experience your own? Visit Selective.com to find an agent near you.
The only way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. Corona owns the sun. while football owns Sunday. And finally, the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. So don't watch another down of football without sitting down with an ice-cold Corona. Corona Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Jets fans. Elevate your game day at MetLife Stadium with a Jets home game experience like no other. Start the party 2 hours early at Club Prime Sport with other diehard Jets fans. Get hyped for the game with a live DJ, special guest appearances, pregame broadcast, great food, and more. Head to primesport.com/Jets and reserve your spot today. Exclusive limited time offer. Save $40 on Jets home game packages using promo code JETS40 at primesport.com/Jets. Offer available while supplies last.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life. I mean, a professional football player celebrates with a touchdown dance in front of 80,000 screaming fans.
But what about you? When you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi. Sounds good, doesn't it?
But why stop there? The refreshing taste of Pepsi is the perfect way to celebrate anything. Like when you and your roommate order a pizza and the delivery guy throws an extra breadsticks, no charge. That's worth a Pepsi celebration.
Or your friend turns on the radio and your absolutely most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi too.
Because when you and your best friend stare at your screen for over an hour while one of those online concert ticket waiting room thingies refreshes over and over, then you finally score front row seats? Oh, yeah. Break out the Pepsi.
Shop for your next BMW like a celebrity at BMW of Springfield. Now is the time for you to drive home the new 2017 BMW X5 3.5 with xDrive for just $539 per month for 36 months with uncompromising style and an intelligent all-wheel drive system. This luxury SUV demands attention both on and off the road. Walk the red carpet and test drive yours today at BMW of Springfield. Get the status you deserve and the value you expect.
$5,363.25 to a signing call 877-427-0587 for details.
When I met my wife 50 years ago, my heart skipped a beat. When her doctor told us she needed a heart valve replacement, but open heart surgery was too risky for her, my heart froze. We researched and discovered Morristown Medical Center was the first hospital in New Jersey to perform TAVR, a non-surgical technique to treat aortic stenosis. They treat more heart valve patients than any other hospital in New Jersey. Due to her successful surgery, 3 years later, she is still making my heart skip a beat.
Morristown Medical Center, part of Atlantic Health System. Learn more at atlantichealth.org/valve or call 973-971-7001. That's 973-971-7001.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets, brought to you by EY, building a better world, and by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, we're in the two-minute drill here. We got about 3 minutes left in the segment, so let's take a couple more calls. Let's go to Dan real quick.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
What's up, Dan?
Thanks, Dan.
Guys, look, man, what I'm about to say, I have no ill will against Josh McCown, man, but this is just a waste of time already. You know, you got Bryce Petty there. He's fully healthy. We are evaluating young players. Place him out there. If it doesn't pan out in week 8, then put Hackenberg out there for the final 8 games. This is enough is enough. McCown ain't going to be here next year. Let's evaluate accordingly.
All right, rapid fire here.
Quarterbacks in
Thanks,
there.
Dan.
Dan, words hurt, first of all. But secondly, it's important that you have a guy like McCown here because he has to teach people how to be a professional. You know, you have the blind leading the blind. If you have two young quarterbacks, it's important for him to be here. And I do see him here for the formidable future, whatever you said. I think I said it wrong.
More than an immediate future.
Yeah, but he's going to be here, right, because you need him. He's important. You know, say if you do, if in the draft
he's
they go
like
with,
having a coach in the locker room.
Yeah, let's just say you go. Let's just say you go and get a first round draft pick quarterback. You need somebody to teach him. Who's he going to learn from? Another young quarterback? What is he going to teach him about being a veteran? About learning the defense? About how to prepare? It's important. You always have to have it. Why do you think the Raiders brought in Justin Tuck? Because he was a great player. No, he wasn't a great player when he went to Oakland. He was great for the locker room, and he was there to teach a guy like Khalil Mack how to become a professional. Why did you think they brought Woodson back, right? Woodson wasn't the player that he was when he was there, but he taught those young DBs how to play defense, how to be a professional, how to play this
especially
game.
Especially at the quarterback position.
Exactly.
Especially at the quarterback position.
You know, for all these people, so you put one of those guys out there and they get hurt because they aren't ready to protect themselves against the varsity. Then what happens?
Well, oh, by the way, he's been effective the first two games. Let's not overlook that Josh McCown has played well the
and
first
how
two
do
games.
You evaluate your receivers if you don't have a quarterback that can get them the ball when they need to get it?
I'm not saying those guys won't play later this year, but right now.
Right.
This is the guy. Okay.
That's why he's in there, man. I hate when people call it and it's an uneducated, you know, comment.
Don't worry about
you
it.
Call
we still,
BS.
We still love
BS.
You, Dan. Come on, Kevin. Kevin, we're going to go to him real quick. We got 20 seconds. Kev, what do you got?
Oh, receiver. How good is this receiver? Oh, I don't know. The ball didn't go to him. Duh.
Is Kevin there?
Oh, I didn't see the blitz was coming, so I didn't know to pick up the hot route.
Kev, go ahead, man. You got 10 seconds.
Okay.
Let's go.
They ain't going to make it. I was just going to say, David Harris, he and Bart were great linebackers. You talk about personnel awareness. I think if David Harris had been linebacking, he could have helped those two guys yesterday.
Okay, thanks for the call. We got a hard out. Thanks, everybody.
Hard out.
Inside the Jets.
Get Woody from wherever he is. Tell him to pay for some more time. We need an hour and a half show, man.
Exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium. Teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services,